Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, joining me is Amor Berger-Smith, who is the Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksmen's Attorneys. Good morning, Amor. How are you?
Morning, Kathy. Well, and you?
I'm okay, thank you. Amor, why are African countries blocking cell phones?
You know, I think African countries are literally just catching up with the rest of the world, Kathy. The reality is, if we don't know who owns a SIM card and who sits behind a mobile number, we can actually not deal with very, very bad crimes like human trafficking and, you know, terrorism and all terrible things one can think about. And that is the reason why governments across the world require SIM cards to be, in South African terms, FICA'd. You know, a SIM card must be linked to an individual, and you do that through an ID or through a passport. And locally, we've seen that our own telco regulator, ICASA, has actually now put forward an idea to link it to biometrics to prevent fraud. So this is what's happening across the world. And I think what we've seen of late, specifically in Nigeria last week, is that almost a third of the SIM cards in Nigeria has been blocked, and the mobile network operators were ordered to block them. And that is part and part to try and clamp down on criminal activity.
Is that criminal as well as, you know, any political activity as well? Is it just across the board? I mean, I know that if you and I want to get a cell phone, we have to provide statements, we have to provide bank statements, proof of address, two independent, separate proof of address. We really have to jump through hoops, but it seems that some people don't have to go through that process, even here in South Africa. I mean, burner phones indeed, and all sorts of things.
No, I think that's indeed part of the problem. You know, if we just look at the local market, and it's so easy to then talk about what we see happening in the rest of the world as well, there would be people walking around with, in inverted commas, recut a SIM card. So they will attach an ID number to a human being to a SIM card, but that is that would constitute stacks and stacks and stacks of the same so-called individual linked to that SIM card, and they then sell the SIM cards to anyone. That happens. Whether, you know, we live in our ivory towers and we think, you know, we follow due process and we go to Vodacom store, an MTN store, Cell C store, Telkom, and we recon, we get a SIM, and we, you know, we do it in a legitimate manner. But that often does not happen. And telco companies battle, and especially in Africa, battle to curb the fraud around SIM cards. We need to remember one thing. They need to rely on retailers and informal traders to actually reach the consumer, the subscriber. So they don't themselves physically deal with all the SIM cards. They get SIM cards and there's a number associated to them, and they send it out throughout the country to their network to sell to subscribers. And in that chain, this corruption and fraud creeps into the system. And that's what governments are trying to curb and trying to stop and trying to implement measures to make sure that we have legitimacy in the process around SIM card fraud. You know, I think what your listeners need to realize as well, it goes even further if we talk about, you know, these heinous crimes, you know, thinking about human trafficking, for instance. But it also centers around identity theft, because through the SIM card fraud, you can steal someone else's identity. So it is so important for us as consumers and normal people relying on our mobile numbers to have a legitimate system in place.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you look even at a catfishing scam, right? I mean, these are huge cartels which work throughout the world. You know, when you look at American security agencies, they have trouble even tracking them down. It's possibly not the worst thing that Nigeria, amongst other African countries, are just blocking them and saying, well, you have to recur.
Yeah, I think Nigeria, especially over the past, 8 to 10 years, have been battling with this issue, and they've taken strict steps against certain mobile network operators around this issue of recurring or attaching an individual to a SIM card. It's clear that it's a massive problem in Nigeria, and the government there announced themselves that, the criminal networks are empowered through these SIM cards that you can't attach any identity to it. And you're right, it goes far further. If we look at cybercrime relies on this inability to actually regulate SIM card identity, which is a massively difficult process. So Nigeria and the rest of Africa acknowledge it. People are raising issues around privacy and government can't protect that information. But I've been thinking a lot about it, and I thought, so if the mobile network operator, if the duty is on the mobile network operator to protect the personal information, it does not necessarily mean that government's got automatic access to that information. So those people that are resisting this monitoring and legalization of SIM cards, I think they're stretching it a bit too far. And in society, we need to balance all rights. And we have a collective responsibility to curb criminal activity.
Absolutely.
And this is part of government's duty to do it.
The privacy of one individual cannot override the security of a society. And I think that you've made that point very clearly. Thank you, Amor.
Thank you, Kathy. Have a good day.
You too, stay safe. That's Amor Burger-Smit, Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksmans Attorneys.